This is Gamercast episode 300, BFG edition. This is the show recorded on the 25th of June, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Yep.
Hello.
Oh yeah, people can't listen to a wave, can they?
No, this is an audio podcast primarily. They cannot see you wave. What is with this camera? Why can't I see the base of some grey thing in there? There we go.
It's the base of your camera, innit?
I know what it is.
In it.
I know what it is. Are you playing with your computer, or are you doing the show?
I'm doing the show.
Okay, well, in that case, what's happening? What's
not
new?
Not much.
There's nothing new in Gamercast land, no new things we went to.
I went to the Retro Game Base opening.
Someone says my hair is short.
So I went to
the standard length.
A new retro store opening in Streatham in London, South London way. Check it out. Search for Retro Game Base. I think it's just Retro Game Base, isn't it? Or is it Retro Gamer Base? Just Retro Game Base, so RGB. They're pretty cool. I bought some stuff. It was a fun day.
Yeah.
They got lots of arcade machines and stuff.
Funny story, there was some dude there, yeah, who was interviewing the first person in line from a podcast. His podcast title is unknown because it's like, it's not something very good. So in other words, it's just a geek, yeah, trying to attempt to compete with the Gamercasts.
Yes, Paul.
And in other news, we now own Gamercast.co.uk. In your face, whoever used to own that, we ninja'd it. In your face. But we're still Gamercast.net. We just have it for bulking out our expenses. Someone in chat room says, really? Yes, really. What's the big deal? Anyway, shall we move on with the news?
Can I do?
Okay.
Now for the news.
There's actually a fair few news items this week.
Small releases.
Don't interrupt the show host. Too important for that. On a related note, someone liked my accent today.
Your accent?
Yeah, they were like, wow, I like your accent. I'm like, yeah.
Your accent's all over the place, just like mine.
Neighbour. Just because it goes from Scotland to the southwest with a little bit of Birmingham and Jamaica mixed in.
Birmingham?
Birmingham, like... And let's not forget Brazil, like... But then Brazil is, like, almost Somerset. Anyway, let's talk about the new Nintendo console just announced. Not the Wii U. Oh, no, this is way better than a Wii U. Maybe. Well, probably not. It's a 3DS, yeah, but it's... bigger.
Yeah, so Nintendo had a conference on...
last week?
Friday morning?
Ugh, my mug's going moldy. It's got, like, rust on it. I should use a lower-res camera, really.
So Nintendo had a little conference-y thing and decided to show off some 3DS stuff, unlike at their conference at E3, which, of course, they did not. And with it, they announced a new 3DS called the XL, or the LL for anyone in Japan.
The 3DS XL. So like the DSi XL, but a 3DS. So this is obviously totally unexpected. No one ever expected Nintendo to do anything this crazy, but they have. And the screen is 90% bigger, and the console's only
I find it odd that it's 90% bigger, because that's a large difference.
That's twice the size, almost.
Yeah. Like, twice the size of that.
Well, yeah, man, that would go like to like here.
Isn't that just too big? And surely then, the games are just going to upscale and look a bit...
Well, they won't upscale, because the native resolution of the screen will be the same. So it'll just be the DPI of the screen will be lower.
True, but when I mean upscale, what I really mean is stretch.
Well, they won't stretch, cause it's just the resolution's different. It's no more different than if I had a 21-inch 1920x1200 monitor and then this 26-inch monitor. It's not stretching it, it's just a lower pixel density because it's the same resolution.
Yeah, but DS games won't look as good, will they? original DS.
Don't be mean about Nintendo. You're so negative, Catherine.
Whatever. It's coming out on July 28th in Europe.
Is it? I didn't even know that.
It's the same day in Japan as it is in the UK, or roughly around the same time. Australia have a different... Not Australia.
It's too hot, yeah.
I want to say Australia. America have a different date. But yeah, so ours is on the... Really? On the 28th? Where did I copy this from? That's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday. On the stuff we had down from head office, it said, a Saturday.
That's weird.
It is weird, isn't it? It's only got one stick.
Also, no AC adapter.
Yeah, the chat room asked, two sticks? No, still only one stick. No doubt they'll have a funky giant add-on thing about this big, so you can have a separate stick. In Europe, it doesn't come with an AC adapter, because people already have AC adapters for them. Obviously, it's a nice little attach, but...
So the colour schemes sound quite nice. I haven't really looked at many pictures.
Not coming with a mains charger.
But it's available in silver and black,
red
and black, and blue and black. Apparently the battery life's much more improved, obviously, as well, because it's a larger console. They can afford to have a larger battery because they've got a bit more space on the console.
Aye.
Maybe that's why they did it 90% bigger, to include a bigger battery as well.
But in saying that, the screen takes up much more surface area on the device than, say, the DSi XL. It's much, you know, they have squished the buttons all down to the sides and stuff, so...
And it also comes with a 4GB SD card. Not that 4GB's that much, but...
It's alright to put some DS games on it, isn't it?
Yeah, but they start accumulating and taking up lots of space.
Well, stop buying
so
many!
When you download demos and DSi
delete the demos
and stuff. So I've got like a 16GB card in mine, I think. Oh, and of course, one thing that Nintendo are now going to be doing is offering their games as digital downloads as well as box products. So, because I don't think they've really done that too much. Usually, if you look at a game on the eShop, the Nintendo eShop, that isn't going to be available digitally, it just says that it's a box product and stuff. But New Super Mario Bros. 2, which comes out on the 17th of August, is going to be available as digital download. I wonder how expensive that'll be. Launched 28th of July. It also comes out alongside a new Art Academy game. So that's quite cool. I wonder if Headstrong made that one. That's quite cool, actually. Yeah, so that's a nice thing to release it with. Because, of course, Art Academy is like an art game where you're drawing. So that'd be quite nice with the larger screens. And also... Freaky Forms Deluxe... Your Creations Alive.
Doesn't sound scary.
That is the weirdest name in the world. Freaky Forms Deluxe.
Yeah, it's even weirder than Gamer Academy.
Which is also coming out on the same day. Then, after all that hardware news, the Vita has got a better screen. The Vita just needs more games. And then I'll be happy. I'm just responding to the chat room. I'm being bad.
No. Don't speak to the chat room.
But they're talking to us.
They're not talking to you, they're talking to me. I'm the host.
I'm the one with the Vita and the 3DS.
That's because they're a waste of money, and I won't buy them.
I know you wouldn't.
I'd rather blow $120 on the MechWarrior Online Legendary Founders Pack.
Really?
I really want it, but it's $120.
I know.
That's like mad. That's like £80 to pay for a free game. Am I crazy?
Obviously, if you want to buy it. Okay, so next up, Tropico 4 is now available on Xbox Live Games On Demand.
Why's my email not loading?
For £25 or 2,960 Microsoft points. And then you can also pick up the Modern Times expansion as well directly off Xbox Live, which is 1,200 Microsoft points. So if you want to play some Tropico on 360, I will say that Charlotte also agreed that Tropico 4 is awesome. She very much enjoyed playing it. And reviewing it for Gamercast, if you want to check out our review on the website.
Okay.
Next up, some Eurogamer Expo news. So, of course, it's coming close to Eurogamer Expo 2012, which happens between the 27th and the 30th of September. They've announced their first games that are going to be on show. These are Ubisoft titles. They've said they're going to have Assassin's Creed 3, Far Cry 3, Just Dance 4, and Rocksmith playable. As well as that, today...
What about Rayman?
They haven't said that, but that's also because the Wii U has not been said to if it's going to be there, has it?
Wii U.
And, you know, taking the Wii U to London...
Wii U.
Surely they'll be nicked.
Don't say that.
Hey, controllers were not originally tied to things last year, and people were nicking them.
Let's have a look on eBay. Wii U prototype controller.
It's London. You can't trust anything. If people see something that isn't attached to something, they're going to nick it.
Yeah, let's talk down our wonderful country here. Yeah.
It's the truth.
Our wonderful... Look, the flag man.
You should listen to people putting their bags up to tables when they see free stuff and just, you know, like, grabbing it all in their bags. That was... It's like, what the hell?
You have my permission to smack these people.
It's just crazy. What's that? Yeah, that's true. So, as well as that, mentioning of Eurogamer, as that's Ubisoft related, I will also say that Far Cry 3, Just Dance 4, and Rocksmith now have release dates. So Far Cry 3 is coming out on November 30th. I read 30th and said 20th. November 30th. Just Dance 4 is coming out on October 2nd, and Rocksmith is coming out on September 28th on 360. And PS3, and on October 19th for Windows.
Rocksmith is coming to Windows?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Crazy Windsor 4, episode 300. Hey boy.
Right. Yeah, so, G edition. Of course, most people have been wondering what Far Cry's release date was going to be because they'd already announced a collector's edition and put it up for pre-order and not said when it was coming out. But of course now people can know exactly when the money is going to be taken out of their accounts when they want to buy the creepy bubble head Vass, which is really, really creepy.
Sounds creepy.
Does. I'm reading the chat room. I shouldn't be.
Don't read the chat room. You shouldn't even be reading this. You should memorize.
Memorize? Jeez, I can't do that. I memorized enough stuff.
Well,
as
do you
want
to read it off my screen?
So I can do, but then I have to get you to like move it down and stuff.
I can do that. See, you're here, aren't we?
Yeah.
See, I'm paying
attention.
I
have to read from here, so I'm just gonna be like that.
Just read from your laptop.
So, in odd news, EA have had the Need for Speed license Sports. For a film acquired by DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
So they want to make a Need for Speed film. Apparently is that the production or the pre-production? Target production start date is early next year and it's going to have a 2014 release. I just find that really weird.
Do you know what else is weird? In fact, we're talking about Need for Speed.
Well, it's weird enough that, of course, the Need for Speed games in the past have had like live action filmy stuff in them and things like that. And it's like, oh, and now they're going to make a film based off Need for Speed?
Yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, so EA have obviously gotten a lump of money from DreamWorks and some handshakes have been made. And of course, you know, it shows Need for Speed license to people outside of games and inside a cinema, if it does have a cinema release, that is.
That's my phrase, come on, Ez.
Then next up...
Chat room stealing my phrase.
Next up, actually, it was on my 3DS when we opened it and showed it to the screen. So, some Nintendo 3DS eShoppy related news. So, Theatre Rhythm Final Fantasy, which is a rhythm-based game that uses the Final Fantasy music, which is actually really good. So good, I played the demo and then put a pre-order in. Is coming out July time. There's now a demo up on the... I'd call it the marketplace, but that sounds weird. On the eShop. There's a demo up for Theatre Rhythm Final Fantasy and also for Kingdom Hearts 3D, which is Dream Drop Distance. So they're kind of using the 3D and making it a thing as well. Which, of course, not that many people are doing for the 3DS. So there's demos for those two up. I played Kingdom Hearts 3D. It was all right. It's Kingdom Hearts. Oddly enough, it kind of creeped me out as well, is that on the demo, on the main title screen, it says how it's the 10th anniversary for Kingdom Hearts. I just can't believe that Kingdom Hearts came out 10 years ago. Well, I could swear it came out in 2001, but I guess it came out in 2002. But yeah, so you can download the demos for both of those now. Oh, there you go, there's the dates. Theatre Rhythm is out on July 6th, and Kingdom Hearts 3D is out on the 20th of July. Of course, Kingdom Hearts is great for any Kingdom Hearts fans, because it is still the original kind of RPG-style Kingdom Hearts with hacky-slashy, but it's also got some weird stuff in, running up poles and on walls and on rails and getting speed boosts and stuff. It's quite weird, but also it was enjoyable to play as well. And then Theatre Rhythm is just a good rhythm action game, and it's only about £20 on pre-order as well. Oh, 21, right. 22 quid, which for a brand new 3DS game is pretty darn awesome. Then next up, some Darksiders 2 news. Any limited edition pre-orders who have been pre-ordered through the THQ shop doodad will be now getting...
Doodad?
I mean, if you make it so I can read all of it, then I'll just read it off there. Just because it's... There we go, that's bad. Yeah, so anyone there who's pre-ordered the Darksiders 2 limited edition off the shop THQ get additional DLC now, which is an exclusive... Oh, as well as an exclusive set of in-game armor, as well as free shipping. Although you'd kind of expect they'd give you free shipping anyway. But have I got
the names? Real question is, does it come with a Lex Luthor, Lego Man?
No, it doesn't. Unlike Lego Batman 2, what is it? Heroes of DC? DC Heroes?
Lego Batman 2.
DC Heroes?
Subtitle.
Of course, the cooler thing of Darksiders 2 is the collector's edition, which I'm actually really tempted to order, but I reckon that the mask that comes with it is probably quite cheap. It looks really, really well painted, but I reckon it doesn't weigh much. But I'm quite tempted. It's about 65-70 pounds pre-order off somewhere like Game and stuff. Then you get the game.
Or you could get MechWarrior Online Legendary Founder Pack.
Get the game with the life-sized replica death mask. You can put it on your face, the guy showed in the video from THQ that I watched.
Death mask.
And then as well as that, you get some unique armor, a digital copy of the soundtrack, and a hardcover art book.
Mm.
I'm kind of tempted.
No. Nibao.
I have got that Borderlands 2 crazy one pre-ordered. And Assassin's Creed 3.
Look, man, Reese Baxter would say no.
I actually enjoyed Borderlands 2 at E3, though, to be fair.
Borderlands?
Yeah, I had loads of fun. I played with some random man.
Man?
Well, he was a man helping out. He had a Borderlands t-shirt on. And he was like, yeah, I didn't play much co-op either, so, you know.
What about Cinemora?
So Cinemora has now been announced to have a release for PSN, which is pretty cool. Of course, we did previously mention that Cinemora is coming out on the PlayStation Vita, because I had a play of it at E3 and it looked lovely. But it's also coming out on PSN, of course, so anyone who can play it on the PlayStation 3 as well, if you don't have a PlayStation Vita. Do I have a date? I don't have a date. But it's coming out soon, maybe? Either way, you'll be able to play Cinemora, which is a shmup.
In other news, there's a new Wipeout game coming out. This is going to be released in 2048.
So, for anyone who has Wipeout 2048...
I've been waiting all episode to do that.
Have you?
I just saw it now.
Anyone who has a copy of Wipeout 2048... Do you want to scroll down a little bit? As well as Wipeout HD and HD Fury, Wipeout HD and Fury will be downloadable for free if you already own them. Otherwise, you can buy them separately as DLC, which is $7.99 each.
Ouch.
Or $12.99 for the two.
Ouch.
However, if you already own them, so most people will have Wipeout HD because it was one of the free games when Sony apologised. And if you got HD Fury...
So now they're going to make some money out of you.
But I was talking to someone about it earlier, and they say, of course, because Wipeout HD is a lot better than 2048, and so you pretty much get the same amount of content that you got... Well, you get the same content from Wipeout HD, but it's like the same amount of content that you got in 2048 doubled, so it makes the game a bit more... if you already have a copy of the game. Or if you're thinking about buying it, and you already have Wipeout HD on PS3.
In other news, Volition are going to stop making Saints Row games, and they're going to make Freelancer!
I can't read that anymore.
What can't you read?
Well, it's at the bottom. I usually read things in advance.
Well, fine. Read it off your own screen. I'll have my screen to myself.
So they're... game that they were, well, their expansion that they were working on called Saints Row the Third Enter the Dominatrix is now actually being incorporated into their sequel. They haven't exactly said what the name, well, they've called it the next great sequel in the Saints Row franchise. But pretty much they've decided that there's no point in releasing it this year for Saints Row the Third. Instead, they will put it into their next financial year or fiscal year, whatever it's called. And release it for them.
The money year.
She doesn't believe that.
who doesn't believe what?
Oh, was she talking about volition and chat free room. Space? You got a thing in the way of my news now.
What are you whinging about? No, I thought you weren't reading off here anymore.
Well, I was wanting to read in advance, but you don't move it down far enough. Okay, so there was a little game I tried out at E3 called Transcripted. This is an upcoming Windows and Macintosh
game.
Well, it's like a twin stick shooter, but it's not, of course, because it's on PC. But you're using... Well, I think you can use it with a gamepad as well, but I played it on the keyboard. So you can use WASD and the mouse. But it's like that mixed with Zuma. So it's got the three matching style Zuma thing that you get. So you get like swirly things around the levels and in different parts. So you have to... Well, you're a little ship. Like a tiny, tiny, tiny microcosm, whatever it is, ship. And
small.
Very small. And it's got to do with like nanoprobes and microscopic viruses, and you're shooting these things, and then they poop out. Nah, they drop. Like
they need a massive.
They occasionally drop little Zuma blobs. I shouldn't really. Well, they don't say Zuma. They call it like a match tree puzzle, because of course Zuma is pop cap, and then nothing to do with pop cap. So they will occasionally drop colours, and then put into the puzzle element, and you've got to fill up a bar at the top in order to complete a level. Transcripted was previously available on Newsgrounds. Is it new? No, Newgrounds. Newgrounds. And what was it on? Armor Games for free. And it was a bit more basic. However, they're doing a full-on blown retail release, and they've said it's coming out at the end of July. It looks lovely. They've got an amazing background, parallaxy style moving awesomeness going on. And it plays really well, and they've improved the visual effects and how the game works. And I enjoyed it.
Alright.
Yes. So then next up, Akami HD has been announced. So I'm just adding another thingamajig. And sadly though, Akami already previously came out only for PlayStation 2 anyway, but they're doing a re-release digitally only for $20 in America at the moment. I imagine they've announced a UK one as well. They may not have. But as they released Akami on the Wii, they've added move features for Akami HD. So whether they've just grabbed the code for the Wii version and mangled it into the... Actually, it's probably just the Wii version, isn't it? What do you think, maybe? The Wii version's slightly made prettier. But yeah, if you never had a chance to play Akami, it's a lovely little game. One of Clover's... Well, used to be Clover. Not Clover anymore, of course. Clover's awesome games. And also in widescreen now, which will be very nice. Of course, the Move controller will be used for all the kind of... the paintbrush-style stuff. Because you paint and... It's got puzzle aspects. Did you ever see Akami?
Oh, I've probably seen it, but you know, I don't know why.
It's a good game. So yeah, anyone who never got to play it, you'll be able to play it now, because it is fairly hardish to find on the PS2. You don't really see PS2 games these days anyway. And it was a bit of a cult game. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
Some Bethesda news now.
You can talk. No?
I can talk about it if you want. So, hence the title of the show, they're doing a Doom-free BFG edition. This is a remake, kind of Doom-free with improved graphics for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and also PC. It features 7 additional levels that have not been seen in Doom-free or Resurrection of Evil. Whoop-de-doo-dah, £20 on PC, £30 on consoles, or thereabouts. So yeah, Doom 3, Resurrection of Evil, the new Lost Missions, Doom 1 and Doom 2 as well, which ain't bad, having all the Dooms together.
Yeah, it's nice. I wonder if they'll have achievements.
It's got achievements and trophies.
I mean Doom 1 and 2.
I imagine so, because on Xbox they do.
Do you think they'll just bundle you the arcade games?
I'd imagine they'd just give you the arcade games. Like most or people put do. Them on the disc or something, and still have the achievements.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, Quake 2.
Who said anything about Quake 2?
Well, no, I'm just thinking because, of course, Quake 2 didn't have any achievements tied to it.
Well, whatever. So, I mean, they've already got the games there for the achievements, so it makes sense just to utilize their existing stuff.
Well, yeah, just like the Xbox Live Arcade discs that you get.
Yeah. So we assume it'd be like that. They've made some gameplay changes, though, where you can...
Oh, gosh, yeah, we read about this last night, didn't we?
Yeah, so Doom 3, the classic thing about it is you cannot use a flashlight or a gun at the same time. You have
to
choose.
It's a good survival horror style game.
Yeah, I mean, Doom 3, it's not like the normal Dooms yet. It was supposed to be a creepy, scary game.
They did a good job.
Which it did brilliantly, because the shadow, real-time shadows, which you need a GeForce 3 for the hardware acceleration. The sounds, not Trent Reznor, but not bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and now you can have a armor-mounted flashlight, so you can still hold your gun.
And see.
Bombs down.
Well, as I said to Paul last night, it's like you might as well shove a miner's helmet on him. Add light on it.
So Batman Arkham City news.
Of course, though, you can just, I'm sure, turn off the armor light unless they make you have it on the whole time.
No, it'd be turned off, surely.
Yeah. So some Arkham City news, although this is mainly for Americans out there. So Triforce, yes, who make figures and stuff, has said they're making a special Arkham City Riddler trophy.
The monies.
So anyone, of course, who's played Arkham City or Arkham Asylum even, know what the Riddler trophies look like. They're the cool question mark and the kind of intricate stuff. Of course, they're slightly different, of course, in Arkham City. But for Arkham City, because there was Catwoman, they made pink Riddler trophies, which were only for Catwoman to pick up. And these guys, Triforce, are making a really, really nice looking figure of the question mark and, like, all this intricateness around it. It's 19 inches tall. What's that? 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 I don't know how big 19 inches is.
Well, don't look at me. I don't know, do I?
I don't know how big 19 inches is. But it's 19 inches high and it weighs 8 pounds and it's also got working LEDs in it. So this is going to be available at their booth at the San Diego Comic-Con, which is later on in this year. I'm not entirely sure on the exact date. And it's going to be $400. There's only 100 being made. And you don't get them when you pay for them at the booth. You're kind of pre-ordering it. I'm still reading it. And they're going to be shipping them out on the fourth quarter of this year. You put a deposit down for them. So you don't have to pay the full $400 whack when you go there. But you pay $100 non-refundable deposits. But they are also planning on retaining a percentage of their units to sell through their online store through newsletter peoples. I must say, I think it's a really, really nice looking figure.
I must say, it's really, really expensive.
£8. It's quite heavy, isn't it? I don't work in pounds.
4 kilograms.
I don't work in pounds and inches.
Just under 4 kilograms.
What happened to centimetres and grams?
It's about, what, 50 centimetres?
Is it? So how many? Pretty cool. So I'm Little Big Planet. Well, Paul works out how the conversion. Some Little Big Planet Vita news. They have now announced
48.26 centimeters.
Okay. They've now announced that you are able to pre-order Little Big Planet Vita, which is awesome. This is. So anyone who's been waiting for it since the Vita came out, someone like me, will be able to put down a pre-order for a copy of it. Of course, depends on where you pre-order it from. So they're doing a couple of pre-order bonuses. One of which is a BioShock costume pack, which includes a little sister and a big daddy. Or there is also a Knights of Old pack, which includes a dragon, two knights.
What? Sorry, I don't know what you're reading.
I'm not reading. I'm looking at the picture. You get a dragon, what looks like a kind of dark knight, a friendly knight. And like
from your own computer.
A princess. Boy, you were making. You asked me to look at the screen.
Yeah, and then you don't read properly.
I'm reading pictures.
Why do pictures?
They previously.
Like
it's because I just copied and pasted it. They were.
I don't want to select them.
They will be. So Charlotte's claiming on the chat room that they won't be made available for other than pre-orders. However, they have said on the piece on their website that the Knights of Old will be available outside of pre-orders, but in a different colour scheme. At least that's what I read. Yeah, the particular colours of those pre-orders of Knights of Old costumes will remain exclusive forever. However, that does mean there will be more Knight of Old costumes. And also, the costumes will be compatible with Little Big Planet 2, so these pre-order ones. And the Bioshock costumes have also been announced to be exclusive for game, so game.co.uk in the UK anyway, as they tweeted about it earlier.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah, I got it just before I put it on the show. And then one other thing for me to mention. That game company have announced that, well, it got leaked last week that they're doing a collector's edition of all their previous games. However, it's now officially been announced. They're doing their first disc release, which has currently been announced for North America, but not for the UK at all. And it will include Flow, Flower, and Journey for $30 on August 28th.
Yeah.
She read it wrong. But not only does it include the games. Why does it say PlayStation Plus? Oh, that's pretty cute. Anyone that purchases it gets a month of PlayStation Plus for free. So hopefully then, well, I guess that would just be a code like you get for Xbox Live when you get 48-hour trials. As well as the games themselves, though, you also get
a Leprechaun.
A 30-minute behind-the-scenes documentary about making Journey. Creator commentary playthroughs of all three games. Three exclusive mini-games from that game company, which they made in 48-hour game jams. Or 24 hours. They just said in game jams.
A Leprechaun.
So I think that's really cool that they've made games in game jams and they're including it on the disc. So that'd be really cool to play those. They've also included concept art and screenshot galleries for all games, the original soundtracks for all three games, PS3 dynamic themes and wallpapers, PSN avatars, including 8 new Journey avatars, official game trailers, developer diaries, and reversible cover art. So similar to what you got with the nice Shadow of the Colossus Ico
one.
It was reversible. So they're doing the same for that. Oh, it was 24-hour game jams they made them in.
Alright.
So it's the first time ever that they're going to be able to be played by the public outside of their studio. And their three games are called Gravediggers, Duke War, or Duke War, and Nostril Shot. Nostril Shot.
The chat room are arguing over where they want it.
Like
Catherine said, it's only been announced in North America.
Yeah, well, currently that game company, they posted on their blog saying it's available in North America, and that's all they've said.
Quack, quack.
They haven't said that it's coming out in the UK yet, however.
Or the EU, of which the UK is a part.
Yes. However, I'm sure that won't stop them from releasing it. They've probably just got to get the OK, and then it'll be announced for in the UK as well. A lot of people are asking them, you know, is this coming out in the UK? I suppose.
TGC said no EU release. I know, that sucks, says the chat room.
Aww.
Aww, says Catherine.
However, of course,
however, says Catherine,
that doesn't stop you from importing it.
It does, because what about the nasty people who are looking for terrorists and might blow my game up?
Also, they have stated as well, they do not have new trophies. So like how when you get compilations, usually you get new trophies because it's a different version, or like a Game of the Year edition of the game. They have said that it's the exact same versions of the games, so they have the exact same trophies. So you will not get double the trophies. Yeah.
All right. In other news, there's been some Xbox Next. I don't want to say 720 because I don't expect it to spin around me twice. I mean, just imagine if the Xbox logo, instead of spinning like once, it like went zoom. I mean, is that the Xbox 720? Who knows? So I'm calling it Xbox Next, or Nextbox, which is even cooler.
That's quite a cute name.
I invented that, Nextbox. Everyone else says Xbox V Next, or Xbox 720. Nah, Nextbox? It's a Nextbox, isn't it like... In it like, bruv, yeah. Anyway, so there's a massive 56-page document. Yeah, everyone else likes Net, but yeah, man, the chat room agrees with me. There was a massive 56-page document written in mid-2010 outlining Microsoft's plans for the next Xbox. It included a 2013 release date, which I don't think they're going to stick to now. 3D Kinect glasses, which is a bit weird. A new improved version of Kinect.
We saw some awesome virtual reality glasses for an Atari at E3. So you just remind me when you said 3D glasses. And I just thought how it was funny. Actually, it was supposed to be mind reading or something like that. It made me laugh.
Right, so mind reading 3D glasses for the next Atari Xbox.
Sure knows what I'm talking about.
It said it was going to be 4 to 6 times more powerful than the Xbox. That doesn't strike me as a massive improvement. So maybe they're not going for super high-end anymore. The specs, however, did say it will have a Blu-ray drive. Again, that That'd makes sense. Nice. In a couple of years' time, yeah, you're going to need some more disk storage.
Well, it'd be nice
because we've already had a couple of releases on a few
not
discs.
Have to use the PS3 for that and to be able to use anything for that.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it'll play back Blu-ray films.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd obviously, there's a license fee, so you have to pay for that. But the discs could be on Blu-rays. Games could be on them.
Oh, so things like Oblivion or Deus Ex or things like that wouldn't be spread across multiple discs.
Oblivion was only on one disc.
Not Oblivion, sorry, I meant Skyrim.
Skyrim was only on one disc.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, even on PC it was only one disc.
Do I have another disc in the box then?
Neighbour, one disc. Look, I'll prove it to you.
No, I meant, you've got a PC version up here. I meant...
Where's my Skyrim's? I don't know where it is, but it's one disc.
Okay.
Maybe the special edition has like a making of video disc or something.
I swear I remember there being two discs in the box. Maybe I'm just being silly. Yeah, Deus Ex had 2 discs. Castlevania Lords of Shadow had 2 discs. I'm sorry.
Can I get back to talking about the Xbox thing? Since sure. I'm having to do this from memory, because I memorize my show notes. I don't consult my notes. Although I do have them in 2 tabs there in case I need them. Oi! Put that away!
That's just true. L.A. Noir had 3 discs?
L.A. Noir was 3 discs. Yeah, so Blu-ray drive makes sense. Now's an appropriate time to do it, unlike 5 years ago with Sony, who just added £100 to the cost of their console and buried themselves in third place in the console wars. But we won't pay any attention to that. Funnily enough, the specs also called for a PowerPC processor to maintain backwards compatibility with the Xbox 360, an ARM processor for low-power media playback, and then an x86 Intel-style processor for current gen games on the machine, which is a bit strange because that's a lot of stuff in there. But interestingly enough, the document also said how they would license the chipset to other companies so other companies can build their own Xboxes, and also you can have an Xbox integrated into a TV, which kind of gives the impression that they might be doing a media only style Xbox. Are you paying attention?
Yeah, I'm listening. You said immediate any Xbox.
Yeah. So no drive in it. It might do like little arcade games, maybe. But you could have it integrated into a TV. So obviously them licensing the technology to other manufacturers is an obvious move, and which is something I've always said they should do. Also, it called for a DVR being built into the Xbox, which is also weird. What's wrong with you?
I'm moving my legs and they hurt.
Oh. So yeah, DVR built into the Xbox, and that's really cool. Especially because Media Center has seemingly lost focus at Microsoft. Maybe they'll be just replacing it with a Media Center totally built into the Xbox. The chat room wants to know what DVR is. Digital Video Recorder. So you can record the TVs. That's a good move as well. I mean, the document is probably 2 years old now. So obviously loads of things have probably changed. I imagine the release date has changed from next year to a year further back. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's a pretty powerful machine, judging on the specs in it. Maybe not as powerful as I'd like, but, you know. 3D support, Blu-ray support, you know, if it's got all that stuff, that's cool. So yeah, that's it. That's the news.
I also thought I'd just say it's a bit weird because they haven't called it that game company collector's edition.
What are you talking about?
It's the Journey collector's edition with a bonus flow and flower added on. I'm talking about what we were talking about previously.
And all the places hosting it have had takedown notices issued. which sort of strikes more legitimacy to it being a real document. But then a 56-page document is probably going to be real. It's not like a 2-page spec overview that some kid can make up. So yeah, that's fun. Oh, Microsoft also announced a cool Surface computer and everything, and I'm going to buy one.
You're going to buy two?
I will be buying two, yes. Well, assuming they're even released in the UK.
Oh, what, because Zune's never come out over here.
It's nothing to do with Zune, but Microsoft only said...
Yeah, but they never released the Zune over here,
But that's because the Zune isn't worth doing.
Yeah, but...
They only said that Microsoft stores and various online things would be selling the Surface computer. Amazon. Obviously, there's no... In the US. They never said anything about international distribution.
I'm sure they would.
It wouldn't surprise me if they don't, because this is more of a kick up the backside of the OEMs to start pulling their own weight.
Does that mean you'd import one, or you just wouldn't get one?
No, I wouldn't import one. I'd want a warranty.
Ah, oh, that's true. Oh, that's lame. Everyone I know wants one.
But...
Bad luck if it doesn't come out over here!
But there are also rumours that Microsoft will be opening a Microsoft store in London. Relatively
soon. What, close to the soon. Apple Regent Street store?
I don't know. There was just like some lease documents for it.
Okay, they'd have to pick a prime place, and Regent Street is pretty prime. It's like Oxford Street.
People want to pre-order the Surface. You can't pre-order yet.
Well, they haven't even announced a date or a price, so... I'm sure they'll do that soon.
Nah, it's no rush. This is, like I said, the main... Microsoft's main aim with the Surface is to sort the OEMs out. For years, Microsoft have said, you need to concentrate more on user experience. Stop having computers where you buy a computer, you turn it on, and all this stuff opens up on the damn screen. Like, oh, you need to buy antivirus. Look at all this junkware we've put on it. They've done a few different things in the past, like the Signature PC series, where Microsoft would just buy the computer off the OEM, blast it out, install Windows on it, and a few choice bits of software you actually want, like Microsoft Security Essentials for antivirus, and then sell it on without all the crap on it, which you could get from their US-based stores.
Who's Bucket Cat?
I don't know who Bucket Cat is. I'm talking now.
How do we know that they pre-order everything?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me? It's probably you.
It's not me. No.
So yeah, that's cool. Surface is cool. I'm buying one. Incidentally, this episode is recorded entirely on Windows 7. 8 even.
I was going to say, why did you say Windows 7?
Well, sorry, this still looks like 7. It hasn't got the new desktop UI yet.
Yeah, that's why Paul had to remember what this week's name of that game was via my computer.
Well, I don't have OneNote installed on, I don't want to waste CD keys.
Yeah.
Because I don't have as many as I used to have, annoyingly. So yeah.
It's time for Name
That
Game.
Yeah, so...
You look like a Muppet when you did that.
I was doing the voice.
Muppet. Like a Muppet. Not like a Muppet. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. So like 2, 3, 4... I don't even know how many weeks ago now, man.
E3.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, we heard this.
I don't even remember hearing that.
Well, you guessed loads of things, so I'm disqualifying you.
What?
You guessed like every racing game you could think of.
Didn't you just start typing every racing game that you could think of?
I'm just going on the show notes.
I'm pretty sure I remember you just writing lots of stuff down, and I just said one thing.
Okay, well, what did you say?
I don't know what I said.
Okay, then you lose. The answer was Dirt 2, and that's like the menu, because you know how Codemasters racing games have the cool 3D menus. You're in the trailer at that point with the noise from the outside. Achoo!
I was yawning.
This week, we've got something a little bit different. This is a first-person shooter. It's relatively recent within the last few years, and it's multi-platform.
Come in, Mother 2. Alpha 9 in position. Transactions in progress. 3 vehicles parked around the building. 2 hostiles guard the entrance and Tango spread across the area. I do not have an FOV on the target.
Roger that, Alpha 9. Keep that building in your sights. Switch to frequency 8 and monitor the situation.
Got that, Mother 2. Switching to frequency 8.
Shut up, Mother 2! Yeah, who is Mother 2? Who's the man talking? What is the name of this game? Five.
No, you give me more clues.
Four.
Who are you?
Three. Two. One. Zero. More clues? I just gave you a lot of clues.
Did you?
I even did this.
You said it was a first-person shooter.
Yes. It's not Battlefield. It's not a popular... Well, this game wasn't very popular.
How about that Medal of Honor that it did?
What, just Medal of Honor?
Is that what it was?
The last Medal of Honor was just Medal of Honor.
Tier 1 edition!
Yeah, that's just Medal of Honor. Do you think it's that?
I don't know.
Chat room!
You said it was multi-platform.
Aye, it's multi-platform. It might have had... It was a three-word name. Yeah, three-word name. Six syllables. Six syllables, three letters. Fairly outdoorsy. It wasn't a corridor shooter or anything. Five.
And it wasn't popular.
It wasn't that. It's not Call of Duty class shooter. It's not that popular. Come on, man. Come on. It's getting hot in here. Yeah, studio, no air conditioning. Someone says Sniper Ghost Warrior. Sniper Ghost Warrior. That's six. Okay, someone says that. I can't actually record on my show notes because I don't have my computer.
Do you want
No, we can't do it on there. I'll just jot it on this week's episode on here. So, Catherine?
Dunno. This is my fault for not playing that many games at the moment. Too much stuff to do.
It's your fault for not playing games? You want to play this game anyway?
Do I not own it?
I don't think so. Probably not, no. I don't own this game.
Is that because you'd think it's pants?
Well, you know what I think when it comes to shooters. It's either the best or neighbor.
Did it come out on Windows?
Yeah, had a PC release. Come on, man. Come on. Right, that's it. No more time. Can I give you any more time on this? If you're listening to it, feedback at gamercast.net with your guests. And if you're right, you'll get the GZs. The chat room is 2 seconds to answer. The chat room says it's Sonic. Homefront? Someone says Homefront.
Charlotte's saying that it was someone else guessing.
Tough. Charlotte's having the answer. Homefront? Is that three words or six syllables?
Homefront.
Right, anyway, let's roll on with things, shall we? With the new releases.
New releases this week.
Oh man, there's way too many releases coming out this week. So we're going to blast through them.
One of the coolest releases this week is the Ratchet & Clank Trilogy.
It's missed!
So as you may guess from the name, it's Trilogy of Ratchet & Clank. So it's got Ratchet & Clank 1, Ratchet & Clank 2, and 3. 2 is Locked and Loaded and 3 is Up Your Arsenal.
And they're not on the PS2 anymore. Wow.
Yeah, so they've been remastered for high definition PlayStation 3. And of course include trophies. I think it's awesome. I mean, I own Ratchet & Clank 1, 2, and 3, but I'm quite tempted to pick them up if they look nice. Potentially. Because I really love Ratchet & Clank, and I want to support Ratchet & Clank, because I want them to make a new one. Then we've got Amazing Spider-Man, or The Amazing Spider-Man, for the film that's coming out, which does not include Tobey Maguire. Is it Tobey Maguire?
But don't forget, the Stan Lee edition is available to game.
Amazing Spider-Man is coming out on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, DS, 3DS, Windows, and Wii.
The YI? Wow.
YI. This is a film-based tie-in for Spider-Man.
Bucket Cat shall pre-order.
And then we've got the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. This is the Vita release of the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection, which means it includes Metal Gear Solid 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3, but not... No, not PlayStation Vita. But does not include Peace Walker But of course, it looks quite nice on the screen. And he uses the touch screen and the touch pad as well. Then we've got Ghost Recon Future Soldier for Windows because it had not come out yet. Then we've got Spec Ops The Line on...
We just miss over Metal Gear?
I just said Metal Gear.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Thanks. Then we've got Spec Ops The Line on Xbox 360, PlayStation Spec Ops 3, the Line looks really and good. Windows. This is the Sandstorm one, isn't it?
Something about Dubai.
There's a lot of stuff involving sand. I remember seeing the earlier videos for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's got the sand. You use yeah, your environment.
It's been 6 months since Dubai was wiped off the map by a cataclysmic sandstorm.
That'll send property values down.
Yep. Thousands of lives have been lost, including those of American soldiers sent out to evacuate the city. Oh no, America's died!
Yeah, screw the Arabs.
Yeah, they... So you're going
An
to...
An American soldier
to
died.
To locate the American soldiers. Boom. You don't care about anyone else.
I'll just do the news for Dubai getting killed. Property values in Dubai have dropped dramatically as sand took over the city.
Since it disappeared.
Millions of people were lost, but the property values are more important. London 2012, the official video game of Olympic Games, is also coming out.
Yes, this is only coming out, however, at least what was in the list, on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows at the moment.
No, why
are So I don't know if maybe if they're doing handheld releases or Wii release, maybe it'll come out later. However, this is, as you can see, a current gen kind of layout because it's got Windows 360 and PS3. PS3 one uses Move, 360 one uses Kinect, PC one, well, you don't get either of those, and it's the official game for the London 2020 Olympics. Then we got an awesome thing, which is the Project Zero 2 Wii Edition. This is a slightly revamped version of Project Zero 2 for the Wii. Use the motion controls, uses a vibration on the Wiimote, and has a few other extra features. You can even have a second player come in as well. But that's within the Haunted House mode. So yeah. Re-release Project Zero 2. I think that's pretty nice because we haven't seen a Project Zero game since 3. Because of course Project Zero did not come out on the Wii. One came out in Japan about, was it 3 years ago now? It came out ages ago. People have tried to get a UK release. It has not happened. So you can... Yeah. There is a full translation available, but it means you have to flash your Wii with that whole... What is it? Twilight Princess thing. Where you need a special version of it. Or a specific version. And then we've also got Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns, which I thought was never going to come out.
Is this DS or Wii?
It's DS and 3DS. The 3DS version. If you have your copy in... and I guess if you sign up to, say, Street Fighter stuff, if you pass someone else who has been playing the game, you automatically send them a gift and they automatically send you a gift.
Oh, how brilliant would that be?
So you get nice little things.
You come across someone else who's played the game and your character's battling a duel to the death, and then one of you just loses your character and all your progress.
They'll probably give you, like, seeds.
That's brilliant. Let's do that.
Or something cute like that. And, of course, there's a standard DS version as well. They're pretty much the same game, except one's done for 3DS, one's for DS. And then you can also visit your friends' farms. Well, they say fields, I'd say farms, using wireless or Wi-Fi. And you can play as a boy or a girl, so you'll be able to do relationships as a boy or a girl. There's also a new horse and cart functionality for hauling items. There's festival competitions and mining and fishing as well for in-game profit.
Ooh, the profits.
So this is the first Harvest Moon to hit the 3DS. I didn't think it was going to come out here, but Rising Star are releasing the two of them. So that's really, really nice.
Yeah, Rising Star's cool.
Rising Star. Next up, we have Deponia. This is a lovely new 2D adventure game by Daedalic Entertainment, being released by Lace Mamba Global in the UK. If anyone played The Whispered World, you want to play this because it just looks absolutely stunning. There is also
Whispered World, what was that?
An adventure game with a guy with a caterpillar, and the guy was really annoying, Sadwick.
Yeah, I installed that on my mum's computer.
Oh yeah, you did, didn't you?
I bet she hadn't played it.
Yeah, so Whispered World was lovely.
She only plays Spider Solitaire.
And Bejeweled.
The really old version.
So yeah, it looks lovely. And it has a nice story, and it's comical as well, which is always great for an adventure game. And it's also having a retail release, as well as, I believe, potentially coming out digitally. But the retail release is a limited edition that has the soundtrack, a small poster, and a copy of the game.
Sounds fantastic.
Then we've also got Inversion, which I didn't think was originally coming out, but it is. According to some guy. According to the interwebs, it's coming out.
Intertubes.
That's usually my source of information. Intertubes.
Intertubular
pass wires. Wires?
Why?
Oh, this just says July, so it may still not come out. Who knows? Usually games get totally changed release dates, and no one says anywhere. Or no one has the actual release dates. So, yeah, there's a way to manipulate gravity within the game for your own purposes. It has to do with moving objects, and as well, like, I think you can change the environment and stuff. I remember they had it at E3, not last year, but the year before. So yeah, that's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, I believe. Then we've got Myst coming out on 3DS. This is another release for Myst. Hopefully it will be less buggy than the Nintendo DS version, which crashed after playing it for a couple of minutes when I played it. So hopefully that's nice. Of course, you know, Myst has been re-released on so many platforms. So I'm sure some people will enjoy being able to play Myst on their Nintendo 3DS. That is, of course, if it sticks to that release date and comes out. Then we have, also, to kind of coincide with Project Zero 2 Wii Edition, the Spirit Camera, The Cursed Memoir, which is a 3DS spin-off from the Project Zero series on the 3DS. I already said 3DS. So...
Ow.
Instead of being... mainly focused around I suppose it's kind of different. Well, so the 3DS instead is camera obscura, and because you can of course use it to take pictures yourself, you move around, it uses AR stuff, you also AR. Get a 16 page book with it, which is the Cursed Memoirs
Augmented Raccoons.
And you kind of go through it in the story. It sounds interesting. It's got some silly stuff as well, so you can take spirit people. Photography, spirit challenges. So you can take a picture of a friend and battle it as a spirit. But either way, it's kind of like a change for platform, really, for the Project Zero series. Right. I do find it weird that they didn't put Project Zero in the title, but they have said it's a spin-off. But that's nice that there's two kind of survival horror-y games coming out, both on Nintendo platforms, oddly enough.
Nintendo.
And then we've got a massive release for a film, another film tie-in. And the film doesn't actually come out for a couple of weeks, because I saw an advert for it. And that's Ice Age Continental Drift Arctic Games. So this is, of course, trying to be like, hey, we're making an Arctic Games. Maybe people will look at it and think, ooh, Olympic Games. Maybe it's like the Olympic Games, but in Ice Age, which, from the sounds of it, it's not. But it's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii, 3DS, DS, and Windows.
Fantastic.
What it is, it's like a little mini game full of games thing. They have Arctic events in it, like glacier hopping, prehistoric plumber, bob smashing, and coconut slingshot.
The chat room says the Mass Effect extended cut is out today.
Oh, yeah.
And Dawn Guard's out tomorrow.
I didn't put that on my thing. Dawn Guard's out tomorrow, really?
I think it is, isn't it?
I didn't know that. I don't remember seeing that.
Do we not have that on your notes? Oh my god. Let's do some me research now.
Yeah, and if they are, you can add them both to your notes. As well as this, what I think is awesome that's coming out, although then annoying because I imported it, the Limbo Special Edition is coming out in the UK as well. So this was previously like a German-only release that you could pre-order off Amazon, or you could buy off Amazon.de, but they're now releasing it in the UK. This comes in a lovely box. I should have brought my copy upstairs, really, and just shown it. It comes in a lovely box. It's DRM-free, Windows and Macintosh versions. It's got the soundtrack, 7 art cards, a sticker of the little boy's head from Limbo.
Don't say the M word.
And 3D glasses as well, because you can play the game in 3D, but like old school 3D with the little coloured glasses. And you also get a free Steam key to give to a friend. And it comes in a really nice little box.
Alright.
Then we also have Tofu Collection. This is another Rising Star game, I believe. And this is a port of the Tofu games, Tofu the Trials of Chi and Tofu 2, which are iOS games, re-released on DS, not 3DS. I haven't played them though, but they sound like your kind of usual iOS game, so it's got like over 200 levels, so I'm sure the kind of usual level layout stylings that iOS games have, but that's coming out on DS. Then we've got Tour de France 2012 on Xbox 360. We mentioned Tour de France last year, I believe. Last episode. Yeah, but on the PC. And this is the 360 release.
Fantastic.
And apparently it looks very nice. Then we've also got Zumba Fitness 2, which is coming out on the Wii and is Zumba Fitness.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. So The Elder Scrolls 5 Dawn Guard is coming out on Xbox 360 tomorrow. This is DLC. It will set you back 1600 points.
Is it not The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Dawn Guard?
No. In fact, it's probably just The Elder Scrolls Dawn Guard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if you ever look at any of their boxes. Where's the box? That's always how they do the title. Like that. They never put the original title of the game. And there's the Shivering Isles, for example. And here's Knights of the Nine, for example. Yeah, so that's how they do their title. So that is how I've written it down. This is how I justify it.
That's okay. I understand your justifications. I deem them relevant.
So yeah, this is a really cool thing, yeah, where it's a download thing. And you get to be, you get to play in this new vampire quest type thing.
Will you be buying?
Because some, I might get on PC, maybe. If I actually played the original games and more. So yeah, new vampire questy stuff. Some vampire lord is risen again and blah, 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 blah. New weapon, new armor. You know, the usual sort of stuff you'd expect. The horse combat stuff is in there.
Is it Blood Moon that added vampires and werewolves to Morrowind?
Vampires was already in Morrowind.
Oh, okay.
Blood Moon added werewolves. There'll be new werewolf abilities come with this as well. Yeah. And then finally we have the Mass Effect Extended Cut, which is the thing to stop people moaning, apparently.
Is that late. It, or are they adding more?
It's probably got more in it, but who cares?
Should it be the Mass Effect 3 Extended Cut?
Yeah, can I just say, Dawn Guard, Xbox 360 tomorrow, PS3, PC releases are a month later due to Xbox exclusivity.
Oh yeah, because they announced that they had Xbox exclusivity ages ago, didn't they?
Yes.
Aye. It adds additional cinematic sequences and epilogue scenes. Is that it? It's 1.9 gig of download. Provides answers and closure.
Just an addition to the end, not a reworked end. According to the chat room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the chat room says, and we are talking to
There are multiple
experts.
Extended cut endings, though, and they will, of course, differ dependent on your choices.
Alright. So, yeah, that's it for this week. We'll obviously be back next week, if I can be bothered. There is a big if, because I was debating for a long time to make this the last ever episode of GamerCast or not. Because, to be honest, I've wasted 2 hours tonight. And that's 2 hours I'm never going to get back, yeah.
It's only every Monday, then.
Oh, it's only every Monday. It's only once a week, yeah. And I'll be editing and faffing about with this till Wednesday to get all the different versions we have up now. And we need to hire more staff. Like, someone to just do it instead of me.
Yeah, but you say hire. What you mean is get someone to work for free.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Matthew Windsor could do it. Just imagine Windsor doing GamerCast. That'd be the biggest disaster to ever strike. We wouldn't have backup, so I just lost 6 weeks worth of episodes. Whoopsie. Yeah, anyway, that's it, man. That's it. Closing the show, yeah. Not gonna... Yeah, he admits he's a noob. Yep, okay. back next week. Answer the name of that game will be revealed next week. Releases for next week will be revealed next week. News for next week will be reviewed, announced, reviewed, used on next week.
Spoken about?
Yeah, you people know the score.
Talked about.
Feedback.
Yeah, and don't forget our E3 giveaway competition ends very soon on the 30th of June. So if you haven't already entered, pop on our website or our YouTube channel and you can see exactly how to enter.
Twitter on Twitter. Be us a friend follower type person on the Twitters. Dislike us on Facebook.
Dislike us.
Oh wait, like us on Facebook. Dislike us on YouTube. Maintain the trend.
Subscribe to us on YouTube.
Oh, sorry. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us in iTunes.
That's not... If you want to commit suicide. That's not one of the conditions of the competition.
I'm not doing it. I'm doing my thing.
Okay.
This is my what you have to do to listen to the show. Feedback. If feedback, you give me a guess on that. We have a website. www.gamercast.net.
Or you can put in .co.uk?
Well, don't put that in .net.
Okay.
Someone says they don't have Facebook. My mum doesn't have Facebook.
My mum has Facebook.
Dear, oh dear.
Well, if you don't have Facebook, there's always Twitter and YouTube and the website. Or
just the RSS feed.
The website.
You know, RSS is better than all the proprietary crap. But no, we get some ads shoved down to us, yeah.